Hello and welcome to podcast episode number 3. Success is not luck with routines, structure, and new habits. Reach your goals. And first of all, thank you. All listeners, you've surely read my goal is I want to reach 1 million listeners, helping them with new routines, structures, and habits, goals too, really, to reach and implement. And I had set a time for myself and thought, 1 million listeners, how long will it take? 3 years. That's definitely ambitious, but possible. And then I broke down the big goal into clarity steps. I said this year it has to be actually 10,000, be higher, and broke it down further until March should thus be 1,000 different listeners. And what can I say, after 2 episodes and lots of lovely people who have, of course, shared and posted it, the first milestone is almost reached with nearly 1,000 distinct listeners who have lent me their ear. Thank you very much. Keep listening, share it, and many thanks for all the great suggestions and improvements, and above all, for your participation. Thinks about how we can further improve the podcast, could have done better. There were a lot of suggestions. One of the first ones that sound and hear, I hope that I've made a clear jump with this episode, because the last 2 episodes, as you've seen, came about very spontaneously in vacation, and I had my iPhone, I had the AirPods, that was all very practical. This time already a step further. Also, feel free to write to me if you feel the same way. Then, of course, suggestions, hey, make a video on YouTube right away. Yes, it's in the back of my mind. You need an intro, you need an outro. Yes, that might come eventually too. It's mainly about the contents, and a really very, very good remark. Great suggestion. Thank you, Tobias. Is at the end, to summarize the podcast again, he suggested the top 3 learnings, and I've now tweaked it a bit because I'm known for my step-by-step instructions. And starting with this episode, that's exactly what you'll get. So at the end of this short podcast, again, step-by-step, what's there for you to do? Today's episode's topic, just get it done. And many thanks to all who have written to me. The goals of the new year, I found really great that the, no longer resolutions, but goals, wrote it and said, yes, but I'm starting it. I'll also implement it for a few days, and then somehow it fizzles out. Age catches up. There's a lot to do. And I also don't know how I'm going to do all this in parallel to everything else. Yes, and who doesn't know it? We have new ideas every day, several times. We capture impulses. And we think, let's do this, let's start. We put everything aside. It's like the book we were sent. What we've been waiting for, we'll start reading some pages right away. And of course, this does not concern those of you listening, but you might know people who it does concern. Sometimes it takes a very long time before a book is read further, before a project is continued, and sometimes it just fades away. Yes, such a new idea does release quite a bit in the body. Endorphin, adrenaline, you just want to start with it right away. Yes, all these hormonal things do have a skill, small disadvantage. They are initially wonderful and an absolutely fantastic feeling, but fade relatively quickly. The same amount of endorphins won't be there next time released. So the excitement fades. What can we do about it now? And there I give you a concept that I've been doing for years, and that will also bring you money, will ensure a great deal of success in the implementation. If you have goals, if you're starting new projects, then if you don't implement it, you collect them all. I recommend 2 very, very good tools for this. One is Todoist. That definitely almost dictates my life. To do this, I gather everything personal, everything business related. We use it in the company, in the team version, for all follow-ups, but also for the archive, for many things. And there, that's where I collect all the best ideas that exist. I did, very important, how do I do that? I schedule them all with an appointment for next Sunday. And all the good ideas I have, I'll take a look at them on Sunday. And then there's the next steps, we're getting to that. Another really good thing you can use is Node.io. Notion has more advantages besides being able to create all sorts of follow-ups and such here. Over there, you can nicely share website links with each other. Ideas, at least the ones I get them too, on other websites. And Notion has the big advantage of practically loading the entire content. Download the text or the web page as text and you have it offline right away. Available to you, you can even work with it further. And the integrated AI in Notion allows for an incredible amount of possibilities. An incredibly cool thing to participate. The great thing is both tools are synced across all devices and you always have at least one device. Included in that, I still swear by to-do lists. I complement it with Notion, sometimes turning the links off to-do list is into Notion when I edit more things there. So big recommendation, one, to-do. This means if you have spontaneous ideas now, get spontaneous inspirations, everything, first of all, gather and then on Sundays sorted. And before I now explain the exact how to, first of all, I want to present to you the specific step-by-step instructions I offer along with their benefits. A big advantage of the whole thing is that you can let the idea mature first. Sometimes they also go in a completely different direction in between. Sometimes there's a mix of different things where you say, look at that, I can do that together. Sometimes when your focus is also on that for the next few days, you get more ideas, which you can incorporate there, which you can then add to in Todoist. You can in the comments below or however you want to sort it. And so the idea matures and the idea grows further, just like a good fruit on the ground. Trees, yes, and not all fruits make it to harvest sometimes. Even on Sundays, I stand in front of it, open the app, look at all the things I've collected. And for some, for which I still, just a few days ago, I was totally thrilled and thought, yes, that's not bad, but I'll pin it into the archive for later where I might otherwise spend minutes to hours, would have spent days on it, and the first excitement is gone. Yes, when you add real consideration, the whole thing starts to look a bit different. Moreover, I then, of course, also check on Sundays which of the ideas I will actually implement. And selection helps to implement the really good ideas, leaving something behind for others who might not yet be ready, who might not even be interested, or to our dish, to our fruit platter, to stick with the image here that is there, not fitting at that moment, just to leave it hanging on the tree, on the bush. And really just the ripe fruit that is now ready for harvest and further processing to take along. Very important, as we're about to explain in the step-by-step guide, you don't have an unlimited number of parallel projects. That means one, a new project, a new fruit must be picked. Even if an old project is running in parallel, it is completed. I will tell you more about that in a moment. A huge advantage, or the advantage at all of this strategy, is that no good idea gets lost anymore. All are in your collection, all are in your app, and the best ones will be definitely and with a maximum focus. And now we come to the step-by-step guide. How do you do it exactly? So step one, every new idea is saved. I recommend, of course, you can store anything you like in there. You don't even have to spell it out in detail. It can be keywords, it can be links, attachments or voice notes are possible. Everything is possible there, certainly in many other tools as well. Todoist is what I personally use for that. For the best results, then is the number of ongoing projects. Limited, I announced that just now, and my choice looks like this, and it's very, very important that you have one at all. You don't have to adopt my exact ones, but think of your own or just give it a try. With mine, there is once the projects, the really big things that help you progress structurally or that you simply have to do because they are part of it. And for this great endeavor, I have projects in the series, so 3-time slots per week reserved from 3 cities each. Hours, it sounds like a lot. You don't necessarily have to each perception, but these are the islands where this project is processed. And beyond these islands, it doesn't exist. Then you don't need to worry about it outside of the island either, which doesn't mean if you have any idea, then you can note it down again. But that's prime time for the big ones. Projects. So there can be a maximum of 3 of these projects running simultaneously. Usually for me, it's only 1 or 2 projects, and I have a project in more than one time island. So it also progresses accordingly fast. It ends. Then there are medium-sized projects. I have set up time islands of 3 times 1 hour per week for them. And for those already wondering how many hours there are in my day, how many time islands can I set up, here's an additional thought on that. For example, a time island of my medium project is Sunday mornings on Earth. Large trainer. I spend my hour with it. ChatGPT, and usually one of these middle-sized ones. Working on projects, discuss a lot with ChatGPT, not the whole hour and continue working on the phone all the time. I swim a bit on the cross trainer. My wife always says very affectionately, this is just idling, it's not exhausting at all. Well, it exhausts me not just physically, but also mentally, and especially I step off the cross trainer after an hour and am really, really positively charged because I have done something for my body and I have done something with my mind for my projects, for mine, goals. And then there are the quick wins. I even sort those directly in to-do is already labeled accordingly. There, they're also called quick win, and it's an island to 3 pieces of 30 minutes per week, but I often don't even need 30 minutes for such a quick rest. When it usually goes much faster, meaning within these 30 minutes, I work on various quick wins, which means things that can be implemented very quickly. And that is, it's also a really great, satisfying feeling when you can tick off a few things. I technically put them in. Then the large entry list and the target date, Sunday. That day when, for example, then just my quick win slide. And there I check them off. If there are too many, which sometimes is the case, then I directly transfer them to the next quick win slot. And they're gone for the day at least. And I know I will thank myself again to engage with. You can adjust all of this as you like, but you can always up to 3 of the big projects and also up to 3 of the medium-sized projects. So open in every area, the fewer, better. And now comes the most important part. You may only start a new project when the previous one is truly finished. Not before. I don't even differentiate between private and professional endeavors. Projects can overlap. Yes, then I must prioritize, consider what to do first. But there are just my time islands, which are limited, and I have to make the best of them. Use it. And now again, the little word finished. What does a project mean? Concluded is that 70%, 80%. And now some of you will definitely say, yes, 100% logical, it's not finished beforehand. Yes, and at the same time, no. First off, a project is only finished when it's actually completely done, not just partially and still missing bits and pieces. What that is, and I'll follow up on it later, and maybe another hour sometime. No, it's complete, done. And if I have to wait for input from others for it, then it's not done. Then it's still an open project. But a second version of how it can also be finished. And that has happened to me before, and you will surely know it too. To really finish a project because it no longer makes sense, because it no longer meets my goals, because I realize along the way it's not my goal anymore. It doesn't fulfill me anymore, or it's just not expedient. It just doesn't go in the direction I envisioned. But then it's not put back on the list of still open projects. Instead, it gets finished. I even have a special folder for that in Todoist for completed and not completed projects. And it doesn't hurt at all. Basically, I'm almost as happy to finish a project as I am to put it on this list because I've finished it. I've cleared it from my mind. I've dealt with it and it wasn't meant to be. And I actively finish it and now take on a project that interests me, most likely makes happier, and what I will conclude, so ends, can be so, or something like that. What do you need for it? Routine. You need routine for that. But really, all you need to do is collect your projects, just as I showed you, and to define your time islands according to your schema. And before you now fill up your entire calendar, I suggest just close it first. For each of these topics, big projects, medium, and these quick wins, you do one each. A time island, and beware, they don't lie behind one day each other. And the time limit is binding. If you're not done after 3 hours, then this project, set aside the next time island slot. And if that's not until next week, then it's not until next week. Moreover, another note, we've already mentioned that in one of the earlier episodes, for 3 hours straight, no one can focus consistently. So I always recommend a maximum of 55 minutes of concentration followed by a 5 minute break, and then again 55 minutes 5 minutes, and that 3 times in a row, or with the smaller projects. It's only an hour for the medium ones and less for the smaller ones, as it affects now projects. Either quietly set a timer, an alarm clock, or just have the clock glance, yes. And once you have this routine, it will become a new habit after a few weeks. I can highly recommend a to-do list for this, but we need another habit for it. You have to open the program. That's the biggest challenge. I recommend you there. Also, write on the first page of your, having a picture of your phone screen. By the way, I also have such little reminders there. This is now a little interlude in terms of what to do. I do it in the morning, and there are things like send a message to my parents, send a message to my children to wish a happy birthday. Now you might say, well, you can remember that. It makes me very happy to get it all done first thing in the morning. And if some of the listeners have wondered, like, wow, Marcus always congratulates very reliably on birthdays, and my kids, my parents get a message from me or a call every day, that's partly because of it. The fact that it's written there and that I have this little sound, I can't imitate it right now, but whoever uses to-do knows what it is. That little sound when you check it off is simple. I find it so super good. A side note to Todoist, if anyone from Todoist ever hears this podcast, I do not like that your karma levels end at enlightened. This gamification of collecting karma points to somehow end at the highest level, you could still take the level times 10, so it really takes years to reach, but I always found it quite amusing to look into to-do list or any other to-do app that you can also use. The main thing is that you use it, a thing at all. And now I hope that with this step-by-step guide, I was able to bring a little movement into your routines. Give it a try. And if you liked that, you know it already. It's super important. Please, a 5-star rating. Please leave a comment underneath, at least on Spotify and Apple. That should work. And your little homework, or rather said, your little thank you for this podcast. Send it on now to someone who can then thank you, because they also needed this podcast. Can, or make it even easier, post it in your WhatsApp status, or even better, share the podcast on Instagram. Thanks in this context also to the many who have already done this. And above all, always remember, the motto of this podcast is success is not luck, but keep that in mind. Today is a good day to be happy. See you in the next episode.